Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, six emerging design trends you might see in brand new homes coming soon. Or already, actually. So new homes are, you know, always a source of inspiration for new ideas, changes, and just different features and trends and you name it, right? It's a good time to experiment, but it's also a time to sort of break the mold of the normal thing that you've seen for a while. And so we're going to go over six things that people are starting to do in new homes or even in their remodeling that are either brand new ideas or just old ideas kind of brought back again and refreshed. So let's begin. Let's talk about some of these things, and maybe these are some things that you want to do with your home. All right, the first emerging design trend is the white, black, and wood kitchen. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, for many, many years, you know, going back a ways, it was all stained woodwork. And then that got very tired. You know, of course, people played with different tones of stains and things like that. And then it went almost completely the opposite direction to completely painted kitchens. And everybody had to have a white kitchen, white kitchens. That was the only thing. But then that kind of started to get a little tired as well. And we started to see white kitchens with, you know, a two-toned island, and maybe a gray island or a blue island, and people were doing variations, or a gray island. And then it started, oh, well, let's just mix in a little bit of wood. We'll put a wood island in. And now it's come pretty far from that. And one of the trends that people are doing is having really three main cabinet colors in their kitchen. So you'll have a white cabinet and a black cabinet, which that was a thing for a while. They called it a tuxedo kitchen, the white and black. That was very popular for a while. But now they're adding in more of the natural wood element into the kitchen. So what you might see, and there's a lot of ways to do this, so it really depends on your plan, your layout, and the other features you have in your home, what's going to really look best. Some of these can look really good. Some of them can look a little wonky. So you got to be really careful when you're putting this together and maybe work with a designer to help you really make this look great. But you'll see something along the lines of, and I've seen a lot of pictures of this lately, but you might have white upper cabinets and black lower cabinets, then a white granite top kind of splitting that off, and then a center island sitting in the middle of the kitchen that is natural wood. That's one way I've seen people do it. Another way that people have done it is that you would have maybe one section of your cabinets, like one wall would be all painted woodwork with maybe a bumped out section, maybe a range hood that's natural wood. And then you have a center island that's black. And of course, then you have like the white countertops in there to kind of break it up, but then pull the white and black together with it. It's another way to do it. I've also seen some kitchens where they've been very creative about how they do this. And again, you have to be super careful, but you could just do a white and black kitchen again where maybe one wall, the cabinets are all white, and then on a side wall, they're black. And then maybe if you don't have an island but you want to bring the wood in, then you see like maybe a drywalled wall adjacent that's paneled in wood to bring the wood in. Or I've seen where people are using light fixtures that have, instead of a lot of metal and glass on them, they're more of a wooden light fixture with just some lights on it or maybe just a small amount of glass, but allows you to sort of bring in that natural element. The idea behind this is really to create, you know, some layers, create some different colors and textures, and not have it so cold with the black and white, which can very easily happen with it, and bring that natural and nature element into it. So if it's done right, it can look really attractive, but you gotta be really careful with your placement of everything to make sure that it really belongs in there. Now you can also do it in a more simple way, again, where you just have the black and white, and then maybe you put in a really nice natural wood dinette table, or maybe there's a hutch you put at the end of your cabinets that's all made out of natural wood to bring that look in. You can also do things like that as well. That is an emerging trend in design. The next emerging trend in design, and I have to take a break from this because this one just makes me huff a little, but I know I have seen it and it's been coming out a little bit more and it's been more popular, and that's wallpaper. Yep, I said it. I said wallpaper because it's a thing. People are doing it again. Not seeing it, you know, in the entire family room and in the foyer, and, you know, we're not talking the old-fashioned, you know, red, white, and blue striped wallpaper or the Navy ships or anything like that. Gosh, I hope you're not doing that, but if you are, well, good for you. You go. No, we're talking about a lot of the wallpaper that's coming out now is got a little bit more design to it. It's very rich looking. A lot of it is very chic looking. I'm seeing a lot of like black with little hints of gold or black with silver in it. I'm seeing some pattern wallpaper where if you want to bring some color in, like a little bit of green or something like that, we have seen that as well. But they're typically being used a little differently than in the past. So we're not seeing the old country home with, you know, the chair rail and the wallpaper between the chair rail and the baseboard. We're not talking about that. But what we are seeing is maybe just one wall as an accent with wallpaper in it. So that could be done in a family room. We're seeing small rooms like a powder room or, you know, like a one bathroom that have the wallpaper in it. It just kind of creates a different look. It makes it feel like a very unique and different space. And there's a lot of new textures and colors out there that make it look a lot more appealing than what it used to look like. And I know people for years and years were getting away from it. But, you know, again, things that have been around for a long time, they start to get old. I mean, look at all the knockdown drywall. You know, some people are starting to get tired of that. And so this kind of creates a different, you know, color, but it also creates some different texture in the room as well. And we are seeing a slight emergence of wallpaper in homes. The next thing that people are doing as an emerging trend is bright colored accents. We're seeing a lot of this. And people are, you know, maybe it's because they're at home more. They were stuck at home. Maybe they're working from home. And for so long, it was just neutral. Let's be neutral in case we got to sell, in case we got to sell. Well, now people's opinions are a little different. They're probably going to stay in their home longer. Maybe they're at home a lot more than they were before, but they want some bright, cheery spaces. They want to find some energy when they go into the room. They want an appealing and a bright color. So we're seeing a lot more bright colored accents. And some of the trending colors we're going to be talking about in a future podcast here are, you know, the green colors. We're going to talk about that in the next topic or the next item here. But also, there's some rose colors. There's also some, you know, brighter blues and things that people are putting in their home as accent colors. So this is can again be splashed on a wall. This can be just in a really nice painting. This could be a, you know, family room where you have bright red lamps or green lamps or something as an accent and a pop of color. But people are getting back to adding more color and life into their homes. And that is another emerging design trend that we are seeing. The next emerging design trend is green. Green as a color. So I kind of alluded to this earlier, but one of the most popular colors coming out now, and they actually started this in 2022 with the focus colors, and we saw all the different paint companies have some sort of version of green that they thought was going to be the hot color. And flash forward now a year, almost a year into it, and we are seeing that hitting the market pretty hard. We're seeing that the green with envy color, as they call it, it's being used sometimes as cabinet colors. And we're seeing variations, whether it's a sage kind of green or a really dark green color. And that is definitely something that people are adding into their home. And I think it's interesting to note because it's a color that's been avoided for a while. So again, anytime there's something that hasn't been used in a while, when somebody puts it into their home, especially the first few homes you see, you're like, oh, wow, that's different. Haven't seen that for a while. And then everybody starts to do it. And then, of course, what happens? Everyone's like, okay, I'm kind of tired of that. I want something different. What's the new thing? But right now, green is the new thing. If you feel bold, you know, accenting a cabinet or an island with green. I've seen people do it just very simply. Like if you have a China buffet or you have a butler's pantry type setup, something where there's a smaller cabinet and they just do that one cabinet in that color, it can be kind of interesting. It makes it look kind of more like an antique piece of furniture. So we are seeing that as something that people will put in their home. Or you can buy pre-made furniture. So maybe there's again, a hutch or something you put in your kitchen that just has that kind of look to it to bring in a different element. But green is definitely emerging and a more popular color, especially for interiors of homes. The next emerging design trend is to add texture into your home in layers. And what we mean by this is trying to create some visual appeal in your home and using different textures and layering it. So for example, what you in a kitchen is a little bit easier because you're going to have cabinets, you're going to have maybe some drywall on your ceiling, you're going to have the lights. That naturally kind of creates some texture. So maybe you bring in the glass and the metal for your lights, and then you have the natural wood cabinets, and then maybe a lot of people will then have the bottom level of the cabinets. So the upper are stained and the bottom are painted. That creates like these layers of different types of texture. And we're seeing more people utilize that in their homes, bringing in that texture. And that's a big thing that designers are now focusing on in school. So a lot of the newer designers coming out there are really going to talk a lot about texture and how it relates to a home. Now you can do this in a room as well. So you might see like these pre-made headboards that get attached to a wall. Maybe it's a slatted wood one, or it's got fabric on it. And then, you know, you might see, you know, a wooden structure built on the wall as well. So you could have a fabric backboard on your bed and then wood slats on the walls. That's creating that texture and creating some layers of it. That's really what they're talking about. So there's a lot of different ways that this can be done. But I think primarily you're seeing this utilizing kitchens, you're utilizing it in a bedroom. But you can use it in any type of room. You know, you could have it in a bathroom where maybe you put wood paneling on the wall partway up, and then you have your drywall. So now you've got two different textures there. And then you have a really smooth floor or a natural stone floor. And I've got, again, several different textures in the bathroom. The last big emerging design trend is curves. Curves are back in. And in a big way, and in a lot of different ways. So what I mean by this is you'll see it in several things. So instead of just having the typical squared step ceiling, now you're seeing curves in the ceiling. So whether it's cylindrical, just a circle, or what we've been seeing now in a few of the higher-end homes is people cutting and doing like a wavy sort of cutout into the ceiling. So it's unique to your home. It obviously is a little bit more of a pain and work for the drywaller to deal with all these curves, but they have all the rounded strips and things like that, so it's not really quite as challenging as you would think, but it kind of makes it look a little bit more modern. It's fresh, it's different. So that's one way you can add curves into the home. The second way is, again, you could also put in a curved wall. So instead of having a sharp corner like in a family room, you could have maybe one of the walls curved. So it just kind of makes the space feel a little different. It gives you that rounded feel. It just doesn't feel so linear. But we're also seeing this work its way into furniture. And the nice thing with curved furniture is it actually sometimes takes up a little bit less space. So if you're, you know, downsizing and you got these smaller homes that a lot of people are doing, the curved furniture is really, you know, appealing in those areas. So whether it's a pit group, that's a curved pit group, we're seeing those, but we're seeing a lot of the round chairs as well. And it's kind of funny because when COVID hit, one of the first things I did with my home is we redid one of our rooms, and we built this really nice aquarium in there, and then we put new furniture in, and we put in round chairs. And they're really deep chairs, so you can kind of lay in it and just kind of sit. And so we sit and watch the fish, and my daughter reads in there all the time, does her homework in there now. It's become kind of a fun space. But we added the curved furniture, and we did this a couple years ago, so maybe we were quote, pardon the pun, ahead of the curve. Sorry, I had to get that in there. But yeah, I mean, we're seeing it. A lot of people are doing it with furniture, and it's, again, a different look, and it gets rid of the norm and the square. And there's a lot of different ways that you can bring that in, or even use a round table. But bringing that round element in, or the curves into your home, is definitely an emerging trend, and especially within the construction of the home. You know, it's going to challenge some of your framers. It's going to challenge your drywallers if you start putting it into the wall and things, or making curved walls, but it can really change the dynamic and the feel of the room in your home. So there you have it. You got six emerging design trends: the white wood black kitchens, adding a little wallpaper, starting to use brighter accent colors, putting in some green in your home, texturing in layers, and adding in curvature into your home. Those are the emerging trends that you might start seeing in new homes. Go out and start checking out some homes and see if you notice it yourself.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.